Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Hi, Mercedes. I was just on the phone with someone about a refund that I should have received. I've been waiting about 3 weeks for a refund on a cancellation that I made. I have a confirmation number if you'd like that.
May I please have a first and last name?
Yeah, Joseph Crodel, K-R-O-D-E-L.
Thank you for the information. And your first and last name, please. I mean, not your first name. You just said that.
Just
to verify that it did transfer over the right person, could you please verify your address for me?
Yeah, 17 Cross Creek Road in Plainfield, Connecticut, 06374.
Yes, and thank you for that. And I do see that this started on May 7th.
The 13th, I talked to you.
Yes, May 13th, yes, sir.
And we canceled the order, but I didn't specify I wanted a refund. So I talked to Demetrius on the 17th, who took the information and was going to send a refund in 3 to 5 business days. But I can probably help us resolve this because I just looked at the back of my card.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Visa gift card that I had from buying some tires. And it says non-reloadable. So I don't think it will accept refunds back on this card. I think I have to have a check sent to me.
Okay, yes, sir.
Is this like a gift card?
And if you can get that company to call in to verify that the refund is not able to get processed on that card for you or it hasn't fell back on there, then we'll be more than happy to get you a paper check sent out. But we need them to call in to verify that you can't get the refund on that card so we can get that paper check. Because I do see that the refund was processed on May 17th when you called back. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I've already called the credit card. I went online. It didn't show the balance. I called and listened to my balance forwarded, and neither time did it reflect the $55. It said there's only $27 in there, and I was counting on the 27 plus the 55. But I didn't talk to a person.
Okay, yes, sir. If they can call in or send some type of confirmation in to confirm you haven't received it or that is not possible for the refund to go back onto that card, then we can get you a paper check in once we have their verification. Yes, sir.
So this number I've got on the back of this card, they've got to call you to verify that it's not received, wasn't received.
And it can't go back onto that card, so we can get you a paper check sent out. Yes, sir.
Okay. And the number to call you would be 855-842-5461.
Yes, sir. And also, if you don't get no one on that number, you can try 855-462-6645.
6645.
Yes, sir.
Where does that get me to? Same place?
Same place. Yes, sir. It's just with third-party customer support agency, and most of the time, some of the numbers get so busy that you can't get nobody through that number, so you'll have to call in another number.
No.
Yes, sir.
Who do I tell them that? Who are they calling? What's the name of your company?
It's the Bite Tub Meal Plan.
What's it called?
Bite Tub. B as in boy, I-T-E-S-H-U, B as in boy again. It's the Bite Tub, and they can call in anytime.
Spell that again, B-I-T-E.
S.
If?
Yes, sir. As in Sam. H as in Henry. U, B as in boy.
Can you try that one more time? I can't follow you.
Yes, sir.
Just give me each letter.
B as in boy.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
T like in Tom.
Yeah.
E echo. S Sam.
Yeah.
H as in Henry. U. B as in boy.
Okay. Bite sub.
Bite hub. Yes, sir.
Bite hub. I got it. Okay. That's who they'd be calling. Okay. All right. I'll give that a shot.
Okay, yes, sir. And I do thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.